Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Back again on another Bitter Truth Sunday podcast. Yes, you can show you go get this podcast every Sunday. If you're not sure anything else, yes, it's the BAM Sunday. Now, we go talk about the food that we're taking in. And you notice I do a lot of videos breaking those things down because it is a puzzle that you have to put together to understand what you can get away with eating and what you can't. Do you understand that there's some things that you know that, you know, we know that none of these food ain't good, but some of them you can eat without having these strong effect or these quick effect that, you know, the food can basically put you down, kill you, sick you and all of these things. So like I say, it's a way to figure out what you can take in and what you need to leave alone, period. Not saying that when you're taking in this food, it's going to be any good for you, but it will hold you out longer without killing you. We're going to talk about it and get into some things. I'm going to show you why they have to recall food more than ever now in these times. I'm going to show you. Just make it run.
A warning today about something many of us have in our kitchen cabinets right now.
Listen.
So new research just published is raising a red flag about a pesticide that's linked to reproductive issues in animals.
And this people, reproductive issues in animals. And it's a fertilizer that they put on food to make it grow, to make it come out nice, to keep pesticides off it so you can get it. And then bam, that's a chemical that poison for the masses. Do you believe that? I'm asking you a question. In your wildest dream, do you could have sit there and dream about these things that they're talking about here? Every time they show up and talking about, oh, we know you have this in your cabinet, whether it's a medicine cabinet or your kitchen cabinet, something they have to recall, and you still believe that the world is not set up and by design to destroy us? Why they have so many recall and they have gatekeepers? Good question. Let's listen.
New study says 80% of Americans tested have that pesticide in their system.
Yeah, that's people, that pesticide in all these American people, that to show you one thing, but they're telling you about reproductive problems in animals. That's what you're doing, testing animals to see if this kind of chemical affect their reproductive you know, abilities. This is a joke, people. It's you. The masses, I tell you about depopulation, they're on the verge of doing that right now. A matter of fact, they're in the middle of it. That's what they're doing. So pay attention here. Listen.
Priola shows us it's commonly found in oats and grains that end up in cereal.
Bam. Oats and grains that end up in cereal. And this is what I told you from day one. Oats and grain is not natural. You have to understand these are ways they come up with things to feed us. That's all it is. They have to feed us on this side of the earth. Nothing here is natural. All created by the devil themselves to basically slow poison you. That's what they do. Listen.
It's a problem a lot of Americans face, not knowing or understanding.
Yes, and as they show you these right here, the Gatorade, and they show you chips right there. Chips to Oi, I guess that's cookie. You have to understand all of it is fake food. 100% in. Now, you don't have to ask the question if the Gatorade is fake food because it got fake flavor make it up. You see this yellow one? It's supposed to be pineapple with no pineapple involved. What did I tell you, people? All fake flavoring make up the Gatorade. And guess what? Corn syrup. That's going to destroy your body, period. That's what they give you right there, people. And don't worry about any cookies, chips, and them things that they got in packages. All killer for the masses. So when they tell you these things, it make you seem like you know what's going on, but you don't. They can point the finger at one product and say, hey, look, this can do this and do that. But all of them doing the same damn shit.
Foods they eat on a daily basis, including brands owned by one
and
of the biggest...
I always tell you about these cereals right here, people. Now, they can throw General Mills under the bus because they have a whole lot of these companies selling you the same thing, even your store brand. Do you understand that Walmart have the same cereals as General Mills? You need to get it, people. Just understand what I'm saying here. All of these Cheerios is on a great value. Do you know that? Yes, and if you go to your favorite supermarket in your hometown, you're going to also see their brand with the same Cheerios, the same kicks, the same damn shit, people. Do you get it? With a different brand name, and they're going to tell you it's generic. It's going to do the same thing to your damn body. Listen.
Food companies in the world. General Mills.
There you go,
probably
people.
Should be more look responsible.
At this.
And really
look at this right here, people. Look at the General Mills. Take a look at this right here, people.
General.
That's coding right there. They show you the serpent right there, fold up. I even make the cross right there. And also the number 9 in it. Do you see it, people? This is how they do it. And it's similar to that TikTok logo. It just bent up in a different position. But this is how they do it. It's a devil shit.
Mills. Probably should be more responsible and really
yes,
look into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't take the time to, which is, like, on me.
Listen,
a new study in the
journal. They don't take the time to. That's part of it, people. But well, listen to me. The label is the biggest deception of all. So even if you think you're smart by reading the label, you've just been deceived. It never gonna actually tell you what you're eating. You have to understand that the label is there to convince you to eat that shit and feel good about it because you feel like you know what's in it. Pay attention.
Of exposure science and environmental epidemiology found 80% of Americans have tested positive for a harmful pesticide.
Listen, 80% people, 80% American tested for it. Did they test 80% of American to look for that? No, it's just fake shit. Like I say, all of these studies is fakery. They have to act like they're helping you or they're trying hard to do these things to make sure you get the good food. But they're the one who put the poison food on the table. That's it, people. They take you away from naturality. Bring you here where they have to make up food to feed you with bad chemical that can harm you later.
Chloroquat, a pesticide
Go back.
For a harmful
What's
pesticide called chloroquat.
Chloroquat. And these chemicals got some weird-ass name, people, and they have so many chemicals that can harm you on Earth. It's unbelievable. When you heard of it, you're going to be shocked. And these are the reasons why I can figure it out, that there's a wicked entity controlling us behind the wheel, wicked and reckless, supposedly the entity. You have to understand that cares nothing about human beings. They just want to destroy you. So they can have your soul right here on
Pesticide
Earth.
Used on wheat and oat products
wheat
globally to ensure their stability. The chemical can have
To what? To ensure their stability. You see that, people? They fertilize the grains, which I already told you. Grains and oats is all made up. Okay, I already told you, people. You see, if you trust those things, then you're not thinking right. You're not using your brain. Remember, an oat can never go bad. Why can't spoil, people? Why? Why grains don't go bad? Because it's not real food, people. And you tell us that it's grown. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question and I'm going to leave this alone because sometimes it seems like I'm putting too much pressure on these things and people not getting it. I'm going to ask you a question. You see those food that they're selling? I'm going to ask you, what you think it made from? You think it made from naturality? How did they get those food to feed the masses? Ah, okay. So it's a design plan, people. It's a design plan to feed you these fake food. I mentioned when you pick something that grows, the process continues. What I mean by that, you pick a banana off the tree. What gonna happen to the banana when you sit it down? You're gonna continue the process of getting ripe. Do you know that or not? Okay, now you understand. Okay, so when you pick the rice that they tell you grown, what happened to it when you put it down? Okay. The process stopped. It don't spoil. It don't go saggy. It don't go mold. None of that. It just sit there like a piece of plastic. The same thing with oats. The same thing with grains. It's not food, people. Okay. Anything you can put down and it don't spoil, it's not food. I'm sorry. Remember, we exposed the McDonald's and the Burger King and all of them for having those burgers that you can sit down for months or even years without it even breaking down or show you mold. Why? Because it's synthetic food. It's not real. All the food was supposed to be break down by the elements. If it can't, it's not food. Okay, when you ever see rice break down? Okay, in order for rice to go expire, you have to cook it. And then when you sit it down, maybe it might go spoil. Maybe it goes spoil. But before you cook it, it can't spoil. That means it's not food. Rice, grains, oats, all of these things that they bring to the table, made up by man. None of it is authentic, that grown. And I already told you, when you pick fruits or anything that grow, the process continues. Bam.
It's consequences on young and developing bodies. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kathy Ward is a pediatrician.
Listen.
I talk to my parents every day about trying to avoid processed foods, mm-hmm. which Listen. I tell the children at all levels, it's anything mm-hmm. that comes in a box or a package.
Listen, people, I don't believe that this woman actually said that out of her mouth. They know there's no way you can tell the youths not to eat the processed food, because that's all the food that's there for them. The formula, people, what's going on here? Am I the only smart person here? People, the formula that you feed the baby, it's already processed and everything. What you think? Remember, they have to put it on the shelf and it's supposed to be milk. I'm done, people. So there you go right there. You can't tell the youths or put it out there that the youth should stay away from processed food. That's what build them. That's what makes them. Do you understand that, people? You know that they process the juice that you claim you're feeding the youth, the juice. You know they process the milk. Of course you know that. You heard about pasteurization. That's process. That's what they're doing. You can't escape it as a youth. A matter of fact, as you're a youth, you're feeling more this shit than any adult. Believe it or not. Like I tell you, all those things they have set up for the youth to eat come from packages, bottles, cans. So that means it's not good, people. No way it's good. Listen.
Cormaquad has been found in oat-based foods, including popular breakfast foods like Cheerios and Quaker.
Breakfast food. And I already told you, people, don't mess with no breakfast in America. They teach you how to eat breakfast and tell you, hey, it's the your most important meal of the day. That's the one that's going to break your body down and kill you. That's the most dangerous meal of the damn day. That's what you need to understand. And you're taking in all of these supposed to be cereal. What does it made out of? Dry looking shit like what they feed the dog, people. Why do you think that is something healthy? Tell me, it's dry food that can go spoil. I guess it can get stale if you leave it in the box. It's not going to be crunchy anymore. You better wake up, people. None of that shit made from something that grows. None of it is natural. The cereal is made up from day one all the way up to feed the masses. Every single brand, no matter if they have fruits on it, the package is just to trick you to eat this shit right here.
It's hard to tell what's in your food, but I always look at labels. Always.
You see that, people? You always look at the label because it's hard to figure out what's in your food. What did I tell you? I breaks down the video and show you how they come by the label. Why they give you the label? Why? You have to understand there's a reason for everything. The label is to make you feel good eating the poison. That's it, people. You don't know. I was one of them people who never eat something without checking the label. Never. Do you know that? Okay, and what does that do? Because everything in there is a deception. So what did it do to me? It make me feel comfortable eating that shit. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it did to me. So I already know what it's doing. Of course it's doing it. It's going to make you feel like, hey, no one know what I'm eating. It said natural, or it said this, or it said old grain, something that I don't understand. It said plant-based, something else I don't understand. All of these things, it said gluten-free. Now, I asked somebody the other day, what the hell is gluten that they put on the table cup some years ago? Oh, it was something that they was feeding you the whole time and you didn't have no idea about it until they show it to you and say, look, people, look, gluten is in these breads and these baked products and these cookies and these things. So now we can sell you a gluten-free. Do you get it, people? That's how the world run. So now they have another product that they can sell to people who claim to be awake, the people who claim to understand. Now they're selling them something different. You don't get it. Wow, you don't understand, people. This is how they do it. So you know about PFAS now, the forever chemical in your food? I'm the Mag Bitter Truth, and I'm telling you right now, you're going to start seeing package said PFAS-free. When you start seeing that, guess what you're going to do? You're going to understand what the Mag's saying here. They bring up these things, not saying that it's not there, but they bring it to your attention so they can continue to sell you that product with a different label that's going to say it's free of that shit, but it's built up off the same thing. Nothing changed but the damn label and what's on it. Move.
This is actual footage of fake beef's
now,
production.
Check this out right here, people. Check this out right here. Now, I always show people these things and expose them for what it is. Now, look at this shit right here. Same way they make bread dough, they're actually creating meat right there. Now, don't tell me that this is real shit. This is what they're actually using most of the time when you see meat on the shelf. Remember, I already done tell you, there's no way they have so many cattle to feed you this much beef. No way. Same thing I tell you about chicken. All fake meat. And guess what? Like I show you with everything else, they have to show you China. But I already told you, we already eating this shit right here in America and all over the world for that matter. You can go to some countries that you feel like not connected, but yes, it is connected. Got something to do with China, some kind of development, some kind of technology, and then bam, they can sell them these right here. Because I already told you, the Chinese government is a part of the world stage. So yes, they're going to show them up right here and say they're the one who doing this. But it's actually all around the world. It's somehow they got, you know, these tragedy to feed the masses. Pay attention.
Assess in the factory. Would you eat such meat?
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat these inflammable noodles? In China, the prevalence of fake products is a well-known fact. And amidst the surge of...
Look at this right here, people. This is the part that's going to shock you right here. Take a look at what they're doing. They're actually making the chicken leg right there. Do you know that? Look what has happened. Pay attention again.
And amidst the surge...
You see that? That's chicken skin right there, and they're actually putting the bone in it. Okay, watch this right here. Pay attention.
Counterfeit goods, the issue of
look at this right here, people. Look, it falling it in to make a chicken leg right there and cut off the excess skin. Do you see that right there, people? Okay, this is what I've been trying to teach you the whole time. None of these food in this Babylon side of the earth is actually real. They imitate real food by feeding you fake shit that can harm your body later on. Again.
Food fraud not only poses a grave threat to people's health, but also erodes trust within society.
Mm-hmm. Trust
today,
within society.
Let's delve into some of the shocking fake food items found in the Chinese food market.
Listen, people.
Fake
Chinese
beef.
Food market.
Let's begin with the fake beef.
Now, I don't know, people, but yeah, I seen this shit already, this right here, this meat. I seen it already. They're having it serving up 100% here in America. Okay, so that means anywhere you're at in the world, they're serving up this fake meat. We talk about the meat glue and all. Don't forget about it. This is how they put steak and these big, you know, chunk of cut steak together by gluing it up together and sell you for expensive chunk of meat. You have to understand. It's been going on a long time.
If that you saw at the beginning of the video. Due to the high cost of beef, which is approximately 160 to 180
look
yen,
at this right
22
here,
to 26 USD per kilogram.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses often cut
look at
costs
this right
by...
Here, people. Take a look at this right there. These are the little pellets that they're going to turn into meat again.
Using
look.
Cheaper meats, such as chicken, duck or pork, which costs around 20 yuan, 3 USD per kilogram,
chicken and duck.
To create synthetic
look
meat.
At that shit right
to
here,
enhance
people.
The beef flavor, they add ingredients like beef essence or beef tendons.
Mm-hmm.
After these ingredients are mixed and marinated, gelatin is then added to mimic.
Hear that, people? Gelatin been added. What they're mimicking? Texture. Remember I told you that all they need is flavor and texture and they can get you to eat anything. I already told you that, and that's 100% truth. The texture and the flavor can make you eat any damn thing. You need, when you chew it, you got the right texture when you're chewing on it, and the right flavor, and bam! Whatever they tell you eating, you're going to believe it.
The texture of beef, making it chewy and elastic.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Some manufacturers even craft a beef-like surface texture, making it hard to distinguish from real beef.
You see that?
Other sellers use leftover beef scraps, such as lymph nodes and internal organs.
Lymph nodes and internal organs. Now, that's the way they're going to feed you the supposedly, you know, ground beef. All these little knobs and these little things that should throw away scraps and all. It ain't even got to be cows. They throw it all in and they call it ground beef. So watch this.
Produce fake beef. Mm-hmm. These low-cost scraps are ground into minced meat, mixed with additives to produce synthetic minced meat.
Look at this.
Fooling consumers into thinking it's real minced beef.
Wow.
To
there you go.
Cut even more costs, some unscrupulous businesses opt for using meat from deceased cows or aged sows to
make
fake
even,
beef.
You don't even have to ask that, people, about them using deceased cows to make meat. We already know that, people. What you think? You think if it's a cow dead, you know, from some other causes, you think they're going to just say, hey, you know, it's not good to serve that up to the people? No, they're going to serve it up. You don't get it, people. Sometimes you buy a chicken and it look like somebody beat him up, both the wing, the foot and everything, black and blue, and they serve it up. You don't get it, people. You don't understand that chicken could die from some other reason, from them killing it. Could be just somebody, a car run it over or something, or something happened. Damage it fall, and they decide that, hey, we ain't going to throw it away. We're going to throw them in the patch and feed it to people. Same thing they do with the cows. There's no way they're going to have a dead cow and waste it. Listen.
To make the fake beef's color resemble fresh beef, they add coloring agents such as carmine and nitrates.
Yeah, that? And I told you that about the supermarkets. This is what they do to keep the beef supposedly looking fresh, red and bloody. But it's actually old and brown. Look.
There are even some reckless merchants who
simply
combine...
look at that, people. That's meat glue. That's glue right there. That's glue right there you're ripping apart. What's going to happen when you're taking these fake food, people? It's not going to be good for your body. It's not going to be good for your digesting system, your filters in your body and all, your processors, the things that process the food in your body, break it down. You're going to have a problem.
Eggs and starch, or use plant protein to create a kind of composite
protein.
Meat. They then add various additives to make this substance closely resemble real beef in appearance and texture, though it contains no meat at all.
No meat
fake
at all.
Fake beef is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? When you order a dish of boiled beef or stir-fried beef at a restaurant, what you might be consuming may not be real beef.
Yes, and I talk about that a lot, about the restaurants that serving up these fake food. You have to be careful, people. Most of these restaurants, they rather to take the shortcut, which is what? The fake food. Do you get what I'm saying? The shortcut make them save a few dollars. So that means when they flip over and come to, yes, they save some money in their pocket after purchasing of the damn food. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, instead of they go all the way out to buy the one that you usually use, they go under the table, pay cheaper, get the ones that they put together. Do you understand that? So yes, it can be seen in restaurants. You know what I mean? It's there. That's what they're going to use to cut costs.
Today, let's take a closer look at the type of fake beef that has dominated the restaurant industry for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
That is Mongolian meat.
Mongolian.
When you hear Mongolian meat, you might be thinking of Mongolian beef, but there's actually no beef in here.
Listen.
This Mongolian meat comes in three different grades. The lowest grade contains duck meat and a bunch of additives.
You hear that, people? Did he mention duck meat? Yeah. I guess that will make some people feel all right. I mean, you're getting fed by a bird. I mean, nobody eat duck. Why would you put that shit in them people's meat? Are you kidding me right here? The one with the web feet? No, people, you have no business eating no damn duck. And they know a lot of people wouldn't eat it. So they're going to let you eat it without knowing. Look.
That's 6 to 8 yuan. The mid-range option includes some pork and duck meat, along with a heap of additives, priced between 8 to 10 yuan. The high-grade version consists of pork and a bunch of additives, priced around 10 to 15 yuan.
The man in the video reveals that a bag of Mongolian meat contains two smaller bags, enough for two servings. The cost of one portion of restaurant-served boiled beef is 5 yuan, while they sell it to you for 58 yuan per bowl, allowing the owner to make a profit of 50 yuan. What's more, we can see that the list of ingredients on the packaging of Mongolian meat includes pork scraps, duck scraps, phosphate, sodium citrate,
sodium citrate. There you go, people. They have to have these wicked chemicals in your food. And I already told you, most of the food you're eating contain those deadly chemicals, as I show you in the supposedly first video. They talk about the pesticide and they worry about animal, you know, gonna have problem fertilizing. But what about the human being who actually eating the cereal? The last time I checked, animal don't eat the cereal. Or that he is eating it. Same dry food they feed dogs and cats. Same thing they feed you and call it cereal.
And other additives. It's all additives. In this next video, the man claims to have bought fake beef in Chaonan New Street in Guangzhou.
Look at this.
People nowadays are truly clever. They can fake just about anything. And the fakes look so convincing. They've made the tendon. They've got the real color. It's honestly hard for the naked eye to see through. When I bought it at the store, the salesperson claimed it was prime beef. After cutting it, you can't tear it apart. No idea what kind of glue they use.
Exactly. So that's why, you know, people can die from these things. That's why people can be very ill from these things. You don't know what the hell the glue made out of and what kind of glue is good to eat. You don't get it, people. They call it meat glue. It sounds like it's something that you can eat. You better wake your ass up. Listen to the glue. Forget about the meat. They just use it to glue meat. That don't mean that the substance that glue in it have nothing to do with meat. So yes, people, it's all fake what you're eating that can cause harm to your body later on. None of it is real food. Listen.
Cut it open and you'll see. The white part is the glue. If you try burning it with a lighter, it actually catches fire. And it produces a smell just like burning plastic. They're selling this kind of beef for 1 to 200 yuan for half a kilogram.
How is fake beef jerky made? As the video shows,
if you're smart, you would never trust no damn beef jerky, people. Does that taste like beef to you? When you pull it and you see that tear, is that beef? Come on, people, you shouldn't be eating non-treated meat to begin with. But everybody with sense know the beef jerky is not real beef. It's fake food they make in labs, 100%.
First, a mold of the beef jerky is created. Once the mold is ready, it is disassembled and refined into a perfect shape. Then the mold is cleaned. After that, the ingredients for the fake beef are prepared.
What is the ingredients? You put that pink-looking slime shit in there. What a joke, people.
Following this, the jerky is baked. Once cooked, the fake beef jerky is removed and then it undergoes a second coloring and glazing.
You see? Coloring and glazing. And if you're smart, you wouldn't eat no beef jerky. You can tell that it's actually fake coloring on it. That's why it looks so red. You never get it on that. You seen it? Okay, does that look like real food to you? Now tell me what beef can you basically bake like that and it's still red? I can't hear you. As soon as you put fire on beef, it turned brown. Am I dumb or something going on here? Whenever you put heat on beef, what happened to it? It's just common sense we're using here, and the bit of truth. Yes, you put heat to the beef and it becomes brown. So you have a pure cooked beef and it's red like blood. There you go. They're the one who's spraying that shit on it. And don't be thinking that it's good chemical they give you for the coloring right there, people. All of it gonna be destroying your body soon.
Finally, the fake beef jerky is completed.
Speaking of meat, fake lamb and fake lamb chops have also become a headache for consumers in recent years. During the merchandise slaughter process, lamb is categorized by its parts and then released into the market after passing inspections. However, some businesses, in order to cut costs, mix low-quality or even spoiled meat with chemical ingredients such as flavorings for processing.
And listen, people, if you go back and check, this is serious. Just go back and check what supermarket is doing these, what stores is doing it. The big operation that belongs to the government. So you might sit there and think, oh, Mag, is these regular people trying to fake the meat? No, these are establishment. That's what you need to know. Just like you might see a Kroger's in America, or Publix, or Winn-Dixie, or, you know, whatever they call them. You get what I'm saying? Yes, those big stores, they're the one we're running psyops on the masses with these fake food. So yes, the stores, the big operations, yes, you're going to find these fake meat and the operation that they have to keep the meat looking enticing to the masses.
In terms of taste and appearance, these fake lamb chops are almost indistinguishable from real ones. Some businesses use an enzyme that can act as a binding agent, mixing duck and chicken meat with beef, along with the right seasoning to create fake lamb chops. The picture posted here is even more interesting. The man bought lamb chops at a food festival in Shenzhen and only realized after taking a bite that there was a chopstick inserted into the meat. The individual humorously remarked that it was another day of falling for tricks.
You see that? So the piece of chopstick supposed to be acting as bone. Now take a look at this right here. Real interested. Plastic rice. Remember what I just tell you? Yes, the rice is plastic, period. They can't separate it, people. Now, let me tell you something that might be taking place here. Why are they talking about this shit? Now, some of them supposedly contain more plastic than the other substance that make up the rice. So, yes, people, when you cook it, it actually gonna give you a plastic type of texture. And that's the reason why they come out to tell you about China making plastic rice, so you can understand that it's one place you need to point the finger on, and it's the scapegoats. But pay attention, people. Remember, I already told you, it's a reason why the rice can't expire. Okay, plastic can't expire, you hear me? Plastic don't go spoil. Same fucking thing as rice and grains and those things that they give you. In order for you to eat it, you have to cook it down to a texture. That's plastic. This is plastic. 100% in. And they can fool the masses about their reaping and growing rice. It's fake shit for the masses. You know how much ground they would have to cover to produce all this amount of rice that they have serving up under these different names and brands? You gotta be kidding me. Where does it come from? They're the one who make it out of plastic. And I already told you, plastic is most of the ingredients in your food.
Have you ever witnessed the production process of plastic rice? You'll see white plastic continuously being conveyed into a machine, which then extrudes dough-like substances from the other end. The
dough-like substance. You see that right there, people? And some of these rice, when you cook it and you pick it up in your hand, even though it's cooked and soft and you squeeze it and you let it go, you don't leave no damn residue on your hand. You ever seen those rice? It's plastic. I don't care what they tell you, it is plastic. Listen what I said. And that's what I tell you at first about the amount of plastic that the rice consume. Some of those companies go overboard with too much plastic in the rice. So that means, like I tell you, even though you cook it and it's kind of softy and you hold it in your hand and squeeze it and let it go, it's supposed to leave residue and spread all over in your hands and stick to your hands. The real plastic rice with only plastic, you let it go and your hands still clean. Do you get what I'm saying here? So yes, some of them contain too much plastic. They have to expose it. right here.
Object is then put into another machine. Mm-hmm. And after undergoing processes like wire drawing and threading, the mm-hmm. machine produces shiny plastic rice. Mm-hmm. The same goes in this video. An unidentified gel-like substance is mm-hmm. poured into the machine. Mm-hmm. And what comes
out... And if you notice, these people, they're there with camera to show you whole operation, but they can't tell you what the ingredients is that make that that's supposed to be starchy-like thing that's stretching out here so they can break it up for rice. What it made out of, people, that's the most important thing. We want to hear here. We want to understand what is it so we can determine what is it doing to your body. Okay, listen.
From the other end is rice. Even the popular self-heating rice products that have gained popularity in mm-hmm. recent years Look have their hidden surprises.
The rice you can find in the supermarket is usually crystal clear, mm-hmm. with distinct grains. In contrast, the rice in self-heating meals appear like long, thread-like strands. Mm-hmm. If you look closely, you'll even notice some tiny bubbles within, forming mm-hmm. irregular, elliptical strands.
Wow. So it turns out that what's being sold is not real rice, mm-hmm. but reconstituted rice, which is made primarily from rice, wheat, and cornstarch.
Go back.
Being sold is not real rice, Listen. But reconstituted rice, which is made primarily from rice, wheat, and cornstarch.
It made from rice, wheat, and cornstarch. You gotta be kidding me, people. No. None of this shit made from food. They don't use food to create another fake food. Are you stupid? This is a joke right here, people. They don't use food to create fake food. You hear me? Cornstarch and rice. They use rice to make fake rice. Like I tell you, they will never expose the system for what it is. Listen again.
What's being sold is not real rice, but mm-hmm. reconstituted rice, mm-hmm. which is made primarily from rice, wheat, and cornstarch. Seasonings and food additives are then added, and after a certain proportion is determined, the mixture is ground, mm-hmm. then processed through extrusion and puffing to form something that looks similar to regular mm-hmm. rice. Uh-huh. However, because many nutrients are lost during the production process, mm-hmm. it's not recommended for long-term consumption.
Oh.
Lately, there is even a type of rice marketed as natural green rice.
Wow.
It claims to be a specialty from Northeast China.
I guess, people, anything that green, the people think that is gross. Remember, this is what they use to fool America. Are the Americans talking about they're going green? And anything they tell you is organic, got a little green on it. The people believe it. What is greenery in here, people? What is greenery you're talking about? Oh, they got it from plant, so the rice come green? Move.
Many people from that region have only become aware of it in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of this green rice, which mm-hmm. is advertised as free from colorants and additives, mm-hmm. have been the subject of numerous blogger reviews.
What a joke.
I bought some all-natural, non-artificially colored bamboo mm-hmm. rice, mm-hmm. which cost me 16 and a half yuan per kilogram.
What a dumb shit, people. Why would you buy color rice and think it's real, people? Green rice. What did they tell you they made out of? What it made out of? Leaves? Why would the masses be so dumb? Why do you believe in green in a satanic earth where nothing is natural? You still believe in organic and green. Move.
It's the most expensive rice I've purchased so mm-hmm. far. Yes. Let's take a look at its ingredients list. Mm-hmm. It includes corn flour, spinach flour, mulberry leaf powder, fresh bamboo leaf powder, and water.
Wow,
the ingredient list has anything but rice.
Uh-huh.
The blogger mentioned that this kind of rice looks fresh after cooking.
Rice is not an ingredient. Rice itself is what they fake you with from day one. The whole wide world, people, every single corner of the earth, eating that rice. What do you think, people? It's a government shit. The ones that control us, feed us that shit. You better wake up.
But its color is a bit faded. Mm-hmm. After cooking, it sticks together like glue, forming a solid mass.
Mm-hmm.
The texture when eating is similar to chewing on glue. It could even dislodge your dentures.
Wow.
A man bought a pack of noodles priced 10 yuan.
All of the damn noodles in the package is toxic. All of it gonna damage your body. 100% in. No real food in it.
For half a kilogram, only to discover something alarming at home.
Mm-hmm.
After soaking the noodles in water overnight, mm-hmm. not a trace of powder dissolved, and the noodles could even be stretched. This has shocked them, and apparently he will not be eating it. Another customer mentioned they would never buy noodles from the market again after witnessing a noodle shop owner needing dough and simply ignore the customers when they asked to select which type of noodle to buy. This raised suspicions. Could the flour used in these noodles be different from what's found in home kitchens?
Yes, people. Remember, what is flour? Flour is a part of the fake food as well, people. Flour don't go bad. The only time flour go bad is when insects get in it. Same thing with rice. They have these things called weebles. They will get in these starchy products. That's the only time it supposedly expire. Do you know that or not? Flour can last forever. That means it's not food. Not only is not food, it's not natural food. Every natural food, when you pick it off the tree or you reap it, the process continues. You don't see that with rice. You don't see that with grains. You don't see that with oats. You don't see that with none of those things. What that tell you? All of it is fake food you're eating. 100%. Don't even ask. If you're containing these poisonous things when you eat these fake food, remember, they fake you for a reason. To basically break your body down. That's the reason why they give you fake food. Nobody can tell me shit. The reason why they imitate food here and use chemical to basically build up the food is to get you sick and have complication in this devil earth. And then when you go towards that state, they have something for you. Medication regimen and injections and all of these things they have available for you. Because remember, you're going to have diabetes, obesity, all of these problems going to come up. And then they have the solution right there at hand to basically satisfy you right away. That's it, people. This is how they do it. So it's order out of chaos using food. So I already tell the masses about the food and how you're supposed to approach it. Don't approach it like it's something that, you know, you have to have for say. Don't approach it like you're greedy. Don't take in too much of it. That's the only solution. The one and only solution. And I tell somebody that the other day and they're still looking at me like, okay, I'm waiting for the solution. When I said, cut down the portions. Eat small portions. Meaning that you can't escape the poison. How much of it you're taking in, that's what gonna matters at the end of the day. Just like I tell you with medication, it's slowly killing you, but if you speed up the process, you speed up you being dead by it. Do you know what I'm saying? You speed up the problem when you take it more. Okay, to slow down the problem, you're taking less of this food that they're serving up, all fakery that gonna destroy your body later. And you see it right there. They're showing their hands. All the fake food they have on the table. Don't worry about it. None of it is real. And while we progress in life, you know this is just getting faker and faker and faker. Yes, the food is done. It's time for us to try to get out of here, people. No lie. And I always talk about it, but I don't want to give the people false hope. But in real life, there is a way out of here. Same way there was a way in. No lie. You got distraction. You got obstacles. You got all of these things. You got the devil people himself guarding. But the way out is still there. The only thing we have to come up with is a way to get around it. That's it, people. Now, I don't want to let it sound like it's something simple. But we need to get up out of here, people. We need to do that. The only plans we're supposed to be putting together in this earth at these times is a way out. There is no other way. We shouldn't be looking at nothing else in here. Because nothing in this side of the earth is the solution. We have to get out of here. Simple and plain. And yes, continue to listen to this Mag Bam. And we're going to come up with some things. Yes, and that's for the Tuesday podcast coming up. We're going to discuss that. And, you know, get down in it, break it down and see, you know, yes, they have a way out. We know that. But how? How can we utilize that? What we have at our hands to figure out what's really going on. Like I mentioned, you're in the dead-on center of the earth. You don't have no contact with the edge or nothing. That means you're lost. We are lost in here. 100% lost. That's the best word to describe us. We lost. We don't have no access to nothing to prove where we at. That means we lost. We only sit here and let them tell us, yeah, you're sitting right here and this is where you're at, and they carve out something for you. You don't know where you're at the end of the day. Why? You can't see no edge to identify where you're at. You can't tell where you're at. You're in the middle of nowhere. Yes, another Mag Bam Sunday. I'm gone.